Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cammer, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, honestly, let's be real about this overall. I'm just going to throw it out there to start the show. Probably should have just taken this week off. It seems like everyone else did in the organization, so I probably should have too. But, you know, I'm working with Fred Rosser for the moniker of Mr. No Days Off. So, I'm recording anyway, even though we're really light on the news, and there wasn't a show to review this week, and I just didn't get around to, like, I don't know, checking out an old episode or something. So, the format is for the day, is I'm going to talk about Battle Riot briefly, and then we're just going to turn this into the obligatory Q&A session. I got on social media, asked for some Q&A, whether it was via the Twitter, the Facebook, or private email, whatever everyone preferred, and we're just gonna roll with it. I hope all the questions are appropriate. Don't want to get that dreaded E rating on my podcast, because that's how you lose money. That's one thing I've learned from Danhausen. The news this week, obviously, is pretty sparse. This past weekend, we had the Battle Riot event, and for better or for worse, I have chosen to do what I can to make sure I remain spoiler-free. So I don't know what the matches were outside of what was advertised. I don't know how the taping went. I assume it went awesome. I don't know who won the big Battle Riot event itself. I'm secretly hoping it was Alexander Hammerstone, but la 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 la, fingers in my ears. Again, avoided the spoilers. And I respect you all enough that, you know, I'm not going to spoil that stuff for you until we get to see it on our television screens. That being said, this week, nothing has appeared on our television screens. There was no rehashes of MLW Fusion on Vice, and there wasn't a new old episode of MLW Underground on the YouTubes this week. So dead silence on that front. Really, everything has been focused on the Battle Riot, which we will be able to see for free if you have BN Sports on July 24th. So we can hold out until that point, see what happens. Hopefully we'll get something new in there so I don't have to just ramble on incoherently or continue to change the format of this show. Anywho, so enough about that. So it seems like every podcast likes to do a question and answer thing. And we are like sitting on, 84 episodes? I don't know. I haven't done the work to, you know, label this episode yet as I'm recording it. But, you know, I've gone through the over a year, nearly 2 years now, without doing a Q&A, sticking straight to the format. And outside of some variations thereof, like my 100th episode spectacular, where I talked about the history of MLW Confusion, and then some other diversions, such as the great, great interview I had with Per Music. And then just the one rando episode with video game expert Alex Fragg way back in the day, where we kind of impromptu like go over the roster of WCW NWO Revenge with a very rudimentary recording setup, so you can't hardly hear him. But, you know, we carry on. We are always be keep going. So that being said, we have content. Let's move past it. Let's get the things going. As I said, you hit me up on the social medias. Gonna read your questions. Hopefully they're good ones. Maybe I can kill some time, still pull it out like a 20-minute episode. If nothing else, you know, I can at least rattle on incoherently until then, too. But it may be not as entertaining. Or it might be more entertaining. I don't know. We'll just wing it. But never mind that. We have questions, so let me ruffle up my paper here and let's see what we got. All right. Rabble. Question number one. What is Box happening? What is Box happening? Maverick 45, you have thwarted me again. Oh, you. Everywhere I go, the box. It's always happening. What is Box happening? We will never know. whisper. All right. We're going to move on. Hopefully question number two is going to be a little bit more legit, and I don't have to whisper off into the distance doing, I don't know what I was doing, but we're just going to pretend it was a terrible Harley Race impression. It wasn't that, but we're just going to call it that. You're awfully hard on Jordan Oliver. What's up with that? I admit it. Like, I was really rough on Jordan Oliver, and by proxy, the rest of Injustice during the course of their formation in the early days of the group. But Jordan Oliver was the one who bore the brunt of my wrath. And frankly, it's because of, like, he personally, this is just personal opinion, not objective fact. Like, he was a lot of things that I kind of disliked about professional wrestling at times, especially on the independent scene. He was a small, lanky, flippy-flop guy who didn't seem to know how to cut a promo. Like, he just seemed to be edgy for the sake of being edgy, and, you know, no reason for the way the behavior turned out. And those were just a lot of things that kind of irked me. And overall still irk me about the wrestling business today, you know, but different strokes for different folks. But yeah, like, Oliver looked like he'd never been to the gym, does a bunch of flops without consequence or reasoning why. And then his promos, like, really come off like he was, like, my 12-year-old nephew, like, trying to be a tough guy. And it just really rubbed me the wrong way. I will say that watching him over the past 2 years, he has grown a lot as a performer. Yes, he still has his weak spots. He's finally filling out his frame, which, I mean, that was bound to occur. He's really young. So he's filling out his frame a bit. You know, he's slowing down a touch. He's still got the spot monkey addiction. But he's kind of, I think he's learning. I mean, he's getting the wisdom of age. But in those early days, he was really just checking off the boxes of everything I hate in pro wrestling. And that's kind of what it was. You know, it was one of those, you know, you do you, I'll do me. And then occasionally a vanity searching Jordan Oliver will find you talking smack about him online and draw attention to it. That is, like, reason. Okay, that's not reason why I stopped talking smack about him, but it's the reason I stopped talking smack about him, like, on the Twitter, like, trying to be a Twitter tough guy. But I'm still, you know, a grown man hiding behind a keyboard. Mostly hiding behind a microphone now. And it's really easy to talk a big game when you're living in your mother's basement. It's like a bunker down here. It's sweet. That was the hate of Jordan Oliver. He just was not the kind of wrestler I enjoyed watching. And Injustice really kind of, like, wormed their way in quite a bit. And, I mean, they still do now, but I think they've all grown. I mean, especially Myron Reed. Like, Myron Reed, I think, can be one of the, you know, keystones in the industry with just a little more experience to him. But that's not who the question was about. It was about Jordan Oliver, who's also grown up a lot these last 2 years. So I've backed off him quite a bit. Question number three, why MLW? And I ask you, why not? The real reason is just kind of the perfect storm of things. You could find all of their output for free online as soon as it came out, legally, mind you. And they ran every week. Just kind of putting this podcast together, I wanted to be different. I didn't want to just do, this is the news of the entire industry, or, like, I just want to focus on the WWE and AEW. Like, I wanted to give a smaller promotion a shout out. And when I started, it was the NWA, which I'm kind of glad I switched over, just because since they worked over to the pay model. I mean, not that it was that expensive, but still. But definitely, you know, like giving the small guys a shout out. And there's not a whole lot of, you know, small guys that run weekly. And really, like, so, like, that was great. And honestly, like, I thoroughly enjoy the product as well. Like, I do love me some MLW. Do I agree with everything and, like, critique things a little harshly sometimes? Yeah, I do. But, you know, it comes from love. I do enjoy the product, and I hope it comes out during these podcasts. But that's kind of the why, I mean, is almost strictly financial. You know, I, for all the bluster about, you know, whatever, like, this is my side hustle. This is not my full-time gig. I am not making a real living from podcasting at the moment. So looking at the economics of things, and while providing some consistency, per se, like, instead of, like, being the guy that flops all over the place doing wrestling stuff, you know, I like having my niche, even though at a certain level it can severely limit me. Why is every episode solid? I assume you're meaning when I talk about the end of the episode of Fusion or Underground. I usually refer to it as the solid show, because Lord knows Confusion isn't terribly solid. Again, I think it comes down to is really, like, MLW doesn't produce a bad product overall. You know, everything's decent. It's a good, you know, rock base of a show. Like, sometimes it may not, you know, blow your socks off, but episodic television shouldn't be a constant form of twists and turns, because we don't want to burn everyone out, but we want you to be just interested enough to watch next week. So you can't be doing big reveals all the time, otherwise where do you go from here? And that's kind of it. And, like, really, and really honestly, I haven't really seen too many episodes I'd consider bad. Like, there's some dull episodes or episodes I didn't think moved some of the stories along. And then just the 1 hour format doesn't always lend itself to let's wrestle good at times. But, like, again, as a fan of the product, like, I enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy the product, why watch it? So I watch MLW because I enjoy the product, and it's all, you know, there's very rarely, like, a truly bad show. When are you going to get MLW wrestlers on the show? Well, when they want to be on the show. Serious answer, though. I don't want to say I just haven't got around to it, but I haven't really focused on getting interviews. I know things take practice, but I don't truly see myself as an interviewer per se. Just because I feel like I'm just a fanboy. Like, don't get wrong. Like, I you know, I have some saved emails where I've, you know, typed up everything you need, you know, to send off kind of a pitch to whomever, but I just haven't. I mean, that's the thing of it. Like, I haven't reached out to anyone. At this time, I just don't see myself being the interviewer guy. And that can change. I mean, obviously, we branched out with the per music thing. And don't get wrong, like, I would love to interview an MLW guy. Or, you know, I'll interview, I mean, any, like, indie wrestling guy that I can find some stuff about. Just so I don't sound like a total idiot interviewing them. So, I mean, if you guys are, you know, listening, I'll, you know, go shoot me an email. I'll have it in the links. You know, it's rzkammerer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. We can talk turkey. I prefer to do email. I don't like sliding into DMs all that much, just because it's tedious on the phone, and, like, email works so much better for me. But that's it. I just haven't gotten around to it, and I like my little niche, and I'm comfortable in my hidey hole. I fear pants. I'll stick with my bushes. So, here's a good spot. We should go ahead and take a break, pause for the cause, check out the folks who pay me my pittance to keep me afloat. Anyway, keep that ad space open, if nothing else. So, check out the ads. I'll be back in 1 minute with a few more questions. Talk at ya in one bit.
Now, whether you're someone who works out, or, like me, needs to maintain focus and mental clarity, we could all use a pick-me-up. That's where Raise Energy steps in. With Refresh technology, Raise provides a hydrating, sugar-free boost of energy without the crash some other energy drinks have. You can find out where you can get Raise Energy near you by visiting www.repsports.com, and while you're there, check out the other products that Rep offers, such as pre- and post-workout supplements and snacks. And if you want some extra savings, order online and apply my discount code CASS, that's C-A-S-S, at checkout for 15% off your order.
All right. Hey, pertinent question. Next question. Why should I give you money? Because I obviously need it more than you. Duh. Serious answer, though. I appreciate anyone who bothers to kick back a pittance. Every artist, you know, likes to have their commissions and whatnot. And, you know, this is a way for me to help, you know, pursue my dreams. I'm very, you know, as I said, I'm a one-man operation. Everything I do, whether it's the minuscule amount of editing, what little advertising I do, like, it's all me. And sometimes, like, the quality, I think, would improve if I had better stuff. Let's face it. Like, I could use a new computer, good mic equipment and whatnot. I mean, I just got a new mic, so we're not buying mics. But, like, the money would get right now, at least at this level, is going to help me improve my equipment so I can produce at least a better sound quality. I can't, you know, vouch that I'll become a better public speaker with this. But, you know, we can work on things. And, like, face it, you know, quality sometimes is related to cash and how much you can invest into it. And right now, this is mostly a hobby. But, you know, if I got some more cash stuff, I mean, I can sound a little bit better. Or maybe I can bother with editing, or at least hire someone out to remove the 5,000, all the other noises that I make that kind of break up the show and take you out of the suspension of disbelief. But I'm not asking, you know, just for hand-me-outs. That's why I really plug the Patreon and have the ads, is so, like, we're getting something out of the deal. Like, if you use my code at Raise Energy, or for Raise Energy, Rep Sports, like, I get a kickback from it, and you get energy drinks, you get melatonin, you get workout supplements, you know, whatever. You're getting something out of the deal. You go to my Patreon, you kick back a dollar, that's the lowest tier, it's just a dollar a month, and you get some stuff, too. Like, I'm not just panhandling. And that's, wow, surprisingly earnest, coming from a highly irreverent podcast. But really, like, a serious answer is you don't, but I appreciate every little bit. Like, that's how I've, you know, got this fancy new mic. This is how I pay for my kitchen experiments that I usually don't reference on the podcast. So, like, but yeah, it's appreciated. You don't have to, but, you know, it helps me pad out the show begging for your money as well. Up next, who would you like to see in MLW? I mean, really, if I like the wrestler, I would love to see them in MLW, frankly. But really, who would I like to see that I would consider a good fit? Like, that can be an entirely different thing, because just because I like the wrestler, I don't think, it doesn't always mean they would be a good fit. In terms of, like, guys with some name value, I think Buddy Murphy would do rather well in MLW. He's highly athletic. He's just flashy enough to keep everyone's attention. And he doesn't necessarily have to focus on promos. Like, he can just go out there and do the work and look like an athlete, which is just, you know, the trademark of MLW is the hybrid wrestling. And I kind of feel like he's kind of a poster child for that here on the indies. I would love to see, like, Warhorse in MLW. I may question how much he truly fits in MLW overall with the way the character is, but then again, you know, Old Mancer fit in great over there, so why couldn't Warhorse? Love me some Warhorse. And two more, I guess. Chris Hero I would love Chris to see Chris Hero in there. I think he'd be a great foil for, like, Team Filthy, either as friend or foe. But, you know, he might be, I don't know, transitioning out of active wrestler. I don't know. Some folks are just as good as you pay them. So, you know, maybe he'd wrestle if someone paid him to wrestle instead of do backstage work or give knowledge via podcast on his ad-free shows. And last but not least, especially since we're talking about a women's division starting up with Dave Prazak, I would be remiss if I didn't say Lufisto. Lufisto is probably my favorite women's wrestler out there. Just a total innovator for the women's scene back in the early 2000s. It has a lot of work doing intergender matches, formerly did a lot of death matches stuff, but still does like a strong style, hard hitting matches that, that are great. And I would love to see her get an opportunity with a larger company, like get some of the opportunities that she's really never been given. Especially with the revamping of the women's division, I feel like having someone like her just in the locker room would help lead the division, even if it's just more as a player coach role at this point in her career. But just the fact that she's around to talk to everyone and work with the women on the roster, maybe some of the women that don't have quite the experience she does, I feel like that would be just a boon to that division. All right, our last question. What do you think of Azteca Underground? That's a good question, really, just because we haven't seen where it's going and what form is it going to take. I know Cesar Duran had his debut at the 2300 Arena at Battle Riot. Don't know what form that took. We really don't even know what Azteca Underground is what it is going to be, whether or if it's going to be a stable of luchadores. We're not sure. I know during the draft that they referenced that this draft came via Azteca Underground, but they never did follow up with what exactly that meant. It would be kind of nifty if they kind of spun off and did their own thing, like outside of the realm of MLW Fusion, and brought back the original spirit of Lucha Underground, which it's obviously heavily influenced by with the return of King Muertes, with the return of Cesar Duran, and a lot of the kind of imagery that went along with that. So I'm excited. But I'm just kind of curious to see where it goes, because 1 hour of television is not a whole lot. And with trying to build MLW with something that may be Lucha Underground related, like that's just not giving a lot of time to as well. So I'm very interested to see kind of where that is going to go. But whether that's a positive or a negative, we will really have to see what's coming up here in the near future. So, that was our last question. Not a whole lot of questions covered, but, you know, I don't like the podcast going on terribly long either, so it works out win-win. Thanks, everyone who submitted the questions. Sorry for anyone that was missed. I am open to do more Q&As, maybe do them as special episodes or extras, or just keep them in the box until there's another week of no Fusion on television, and I'm going, oh, good golly, what is it I have to do now? But, you know, whatever, hit me up on the social medias. I got the links in the description of the episode and all that sort of good stuff. So, thank you guys for bearing with me again this week, and thanks all of you that bear with me every week. I appreciate it. Hopefully next week we can be back to normal. In the meanwhile, you know, check out the plugs, read the description to figure out where you can go to help support, and all that good stuff. I will see you next week.
MLW Confusion is a member of the One Stop Wrestling family. It is produced by Rob Cameron. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review in addition to telling your friends, family, and enemies. Word of mouth promotion is very important to small podcasts like us. If you're interested in keeping up to date on Confusion, it can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word, no hyphen,
and the Twitter is at TheNovaOfCass. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade our equipment, my virtual tip jar can be found at www.kofi.com/Casanova, CASSONOVA, or for more bang for your buck, visit my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Casanova, same as with the Ko-Fi. For as little as $1 a month, you can get early access to the podcast without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive goodies. So be like Maverick 45 and Alan Schroeder, who've been there since the beginning, and join up. The written form of all of these links can be found in the episode description. Thanks!